And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, we start with the medical school at the University of California at San Francisco, who is requiring a course for physicians, and it reads more like a racial manifesto than actual medical training. For $575, doctors seeking to maintain their licenses must sit through DEI consultant Dante King's lectures on how whites are psychopaths with evil biologically transmitted through their evolutionary history. The university's administrators had no comment on why they're replacing the study of actual diseases with racially charged pseudo-diagnoses. Netflix is up next. Their quest to reinvent Christmas has reached new heights of progressive creativity with their latest animated feature, That's Christmas. The film treats young viewers to a modern nativity where Mary cradles a watermelon Jesus while singing Madonna's Papa Don't Preach. Because nothing else captures the spirit of Christ's birth quite like abortion references and lectures about carbon emissions. Canada's medical system has found an eerily efficient solution to their healthcare crisis, simply helping patients end lives instead of treating them. Their medical assistance and dying program claimed 1 in 20 Canadian deaths last year, with nearly 20,000 people applying for state-sponsored suicide. Just proving sometimes universal healthcare means universal access to ultimate cost-cutting measures. Bernie Sanders recently took to meet the press to share his thoughts on the United Healthcare CEO's murder after a mention that shooting people is bad. Sanders then launched into an impassioned speech about insurance company profits, treating the assassination as more of a policy discussion than a tragedy. And in our nation's capital, D.C. restaurant workers are elevating passive aggression to an art form because they just don't want to serve anyone from the Trump administration. It's free enterprise, and you have the right to refuse service to anyone that you want, but you also have the right to not make any money. This will probably wind up worse than better for them. Starbucks is undergoing a remarkable transformation under a new CEO who is discovering the revolutionary concept that coffee shops might work better when focused on coffee and employee satisfaction rather than social activism. His radical approach includes doubling parental leave, bringing back ceramic mugs, and restoring the coffee condiment bars, apparently betting that customers might prefer well-served beverages to well-served political statements. And finally, President-elect Trump has declared war on time itself. The announcement came through Truth Social, where Trump promised his best efforts to end what he called an inconvenient and very costly practice. The lawmakers still can't agree whether to permanently embrace standard time or daylight saving time, proving that even when politicians agree something needs fixing, they can't agree on how to actually fix it. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.